Get out and enjoy your yard. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together. Then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
What an incredible Wisconsin weekend. I love this time of year, and one of my very favorite things that happens in Wisconsin every year is happening right now. It's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. I love the planes buzzing around. I love the energy and the excitement. The city of events is Oshkosh, and this is obviously their very, very big event. There's still time. EAA is going on this afternoon. It goes on tomorrow if you have the chance to get on out there. I was driving back from the Northwoods, and it was pretty cool stuff to see the planes at the Fond du Lac Airport, to see the planes right there on Lake Butamore and Lake Winnebago, and of course to see what's happening in Oshkosh. Absolutely spectacular. It's EAA Air Venture. Coming up on the show today, a couple of cool places we will visit. We'll check out Racine with Carrie Grieving. That's a little bit later on. Ann Sayers joins us to talk outdoor dining. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. And up next, it's Savannah Schindler from Beloit. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Beloit is a really cool city with a lot of great stuff going on. Savannah Schindler is a PR specialist at Visit Beloit, and she wanted to talk about a new game maybe you haven't heard a lot about, but it is super fun. Savannah, thank you so much for making some time for us. Hello.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, this is going to be fun. There's a lot coming up in Beloit. Let's start with the Kube Open. This sounds really cool, and it's right around the corner.
It is, yes. So the Beloit Kube Open is happening this summer, Saturday, August 9th from 2 to 10 p.m., and that will be held at Pullman Field in Beloit, which is the former home stadium of the Beloit Snappers.
That is really cool. So tell us what Kube is.
Yes, so Kube is an outdoor lawn game that's kind of a combination of bowling and horseshoes, but it's actually played with wooden blocks. So It first originated in Sweden and has a nickname of Viking chess.
That's really fun. That's super, super fun. So what's new with the Open this year in 2025?
Yes. So this year is our 11th year of Kube in Beloit, but the very first year for the competition to be held under the stadium lights. So it's going to be a great time.
That sounds really cool, under the lights. Okay, can anybody register? How many people play? How do you register? What about some of that info?
Yeah, so anyone can register or come and watch. So if you want to spectate, you can come and watch and cheer on the teams or register for some friendly competition. So it's two players per team, and you can sign up on our website at visitbeloit.com.
That sounds really cool. Savannah Schindler is with us from Visit Beloit. Another big event is Downtown Beloit Street Dance, and this one is really close. Tell us about the street dance.
Yeah, so the Downtown Beloit Street Dance is actually not too far away. So that's coming up on Friday, August 1st from 5:30 to 11 p.m., and that will be held on State Street in downtown Beloit and happens to be the largest event of the year for downtown Beloit. So super fun and very exciting.
So tell us about it. Is there live music?
Two bands coming this year. So we have an opener, which is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that's 70s tunes with Vinyl Days. And then our headliner is from 8 to 11 p.m. And that's Yacht Rock Tunes with Naughty Naughty. So tons of fun, and it's only $10 admission, and 13 and under can come in for free.
And there's food and drinks, right?
There is, yes. So we have plenty of food trucks and food vendors on site, as well as a beer tent.
I love this because it shows off downtown. Does that include any retail therapy?
We have the sidewalk sales, and those happen at various downtown Beloit boutiques and shops, along with some vendors. So that happens on Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then if you want to come back down to downtown Beloit on Saturday, we have the farmers market, too. So lots of shopping and so much fun.
That sounds really cool, Savannah. Okay, people like to plan their fall out. I'm kind of in that camp. And the Downtown Beloit Fall Festival is something people should really get on their calendar. Tell us about the fall festival.
Yeah, so if you come down to the street dance and have too much fun and want to do it again in September, we have the fall festival coming up. So that is on Saturday, September 20th from 5:30 to 11 p.m. And that's also held downtown Beloit on State Street, and is the second largest event of the year for downtown Beloit.
Local eateries are on site. So what are some of the highlights of the festival?
Of course, there'll be some great food vendors on site, and then some fun activities like axe throwing and some fun activities for families and adults.
Live
and then, of
music.
Course, some live music, too.
I really like that. And once again, the farmer's market on that Saturday from 8 to 1. I always recommend people make a weekend out of it. So let's talk about a couple of boutique hotels. Let's start with Hotel Goodwin. What makes it special?
Yeah, so Hotel Goodwin is in downtown Beloit. It's one of our awesome boutique hotels. So if you have fun at these upcoming events and you need somewhere to stay and relax, Hotel Goodwin is a great choice. So we have the Velvet Buffalo Modern Italian Restaurant inside the hotel and also the rooftop, which offers spectacular views of the downtown area.
That is so cool. And there's lots of cool little perks like turntables inside the rooms, cool artwork. And Savannah, they were recently awarded with something pretty prestigious, weren't they?
They were, yes. So Hotel Goodwin was awarded with the prestigious One Michelin Key distinction as part of the guide for the 2024 hotel selection. And they are actually only one of two properties to receive this award in Wisconsin. So pretty awesome.
That is really awesome. And the Ironworks, tell us about the Ironworks Hotel.
Ironworks is just across the way from Hotel Goodwin, and it's kind of gives off a rustic and industrial feel inside the hotel. Of course, they have great food and beverage options like Marilyn Houston Steak Joint, which is one of the area's best steakhouses. They offer handcrafted cocktails and prime cut steaks, fresh seafood, and lots of great stuff over there. But also you can bring your dog to the hotel room and stay. They have spa-like bathrooms and, of course, amazing views of the Rock River.
That is so fun. For more information on all this great stuff in Beloit, the website is visitbeloit.com. It's that easy. Savannah Schindler is the PR specialist at Visit Beloit. Savannah, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Thanks so much, John.
Of course. You got it. It is prime time in Beloit. Get to Beloit. Make a weekend out of it. All right. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head to Racine County. Carrie Grieving is with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Talking about EAA a little bit earlier, two blimps at EAA this year. How cool is that? Two of the Goodyear blimps. I think they're celebrating their 100th anniversary, the blimp is. If you get a chance, get to EAA either later today or tomorrow. 18 and under actually get in for free. How cool is that? Hey, let's get you right now to Racine County. Carrie Grieving is the executive director of Visit Racine County. Carrie, thank you so much for being with us on Experience Wisconsin.
Oh, thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
There is so much cool stuff going on down in Racine County. Let's run through some of this because people have to get this on their calendar. Great Lakes Watercross turns 20 years old. This is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, so every single year for I don't even know how long, we always host a jet ski event. And Great Lakes Watercross has been our partner for many of these, I don't even know, the last decade or so. But this time they're turning 20. And that is, that's pretty great for a sports organization. And they've gone bigger and better every year. This year we have riders coming in from all across the United States as opposed to just the Midwest. It's a two-day event. It's all free. So just like how people love to see air shows, I really think that you should come out and check out Great Lakes Watercross on Lake Michigan.
I think that's a great idea. Another thing people should check out is Racine Riverfest. Tell us about Riverfest.
Yeah, so Riverfest, this is the second year, and this is dreamed up by a bunch of downtown Racine organizations and businesses. Like, how do we celebrate the water in Racine and, like, life around it and all the things that come with being on a lake? So they're coming back for a second year. It's Saturday, August 2nd, and it's all day. It lasts all day long, so you can come at any point. There are all sorts of different races, dragon boat races, cardboard boat races. There's a duck race. There's fireworks. It's just a full day of fun down on the water.
That is so cool. Carrie Grieving is with us from Visit Racine County. Food and fun on first. What is that about, Carrie?
So this event is in Waterford, and it's all summer long, so you still have plenty of time. There's not a specific day. You can go all the way through the end of August. It's every Monday night at 10 Club Park in Waterford, and it's a community. It's a festival. There's food. There's live music, kids' activities, always something going on. And again, it's free admission.
Free is good. We like free. We like free. This is a really cool event that I want more information on. Spirits of Norway Vineyard has a tour and taste experience. What is that about?
Right. So people always tell me there is not a winery in Racine County, and there is a winery in Racine County. And it, just because it gets cold in the in the winter does not mean that they can't survive. So Spirits of Norway is located in Franksville, and they put on these tour and taste experiences, which means you get to go check out the actual vineyard, mm-hmm. like what do the trees look like, all that kind of stuff. And then you get to tour the actual, like where they are making the wine. Then you get to have like snacks and a wine tasting. You can have all this food. You can, there's weekly flight boards. You can, I mean, they do such a wonderful job. There's a lot of families that like to do this or groups of friends who get together.
I think that's a great idea. I want to definitely check that out. So we took our girls when they were younger to Jellystone, and it's just a gem. It's an iconic place. And Jellystone has really developed into a complex that's got a lot of cool elements. Tell us about Jellystone.
Right. So just like you said, everyone knows Jellystone is a campground.
Yes.
People go, it is booked all summer long. But what they've done is they've created Bear Paw Adventure Park, which is right next door. And it includes all sorts of, I mean, everyone knows about the lake, the big lake with all the obstacles, the inflatables, that kind of stuff. But they also have land adventures too. So there's zip lining, there's cool cannons where you shoot balls out into a field.
Fun.
And then they did a really big thing by putting in the Thrill Hill this year, which is not water, it's on land. It's a 70-foot slide that you ride on a tube, 50-foot drop, 30 miles per hour. I screamed the entire time, but you want to go again and again. It is so cool.
So check out Jellystone and Bear Paw Beach and Thrill Hill. It's something really cool for the family. Okay, so I was in Sweden not that long ago, and we went to the ABBA Museum, and it was fun, and it was crazy, and it was like a flashback. And Mount Pleasant has something ABBA-related going on.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I would love to go there and check that out myself. But yes, Mount Pleasant sounds at sunset. It is their live concert music series. They have the ABBA Salute, which is called Dancing Queen, obviously, happening August 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Campus Park. I've heard that they put on one heck of a show. And as always, there's, you know, there's food trucks. There's always beverages to buy from the Scene Founders Rotary Club. There's a splash pad. It's a super great atmosphere checking out live music.
That sounds really fun. I'm going to put that on my list, too. All right. What is the website, Carrie, if people want more information?
Visit RacineCounty.com. It has our full event calendar and all sorts of info for everything we have here.
Visit RacineCounty.com. Carrie Grieving is the executive director at Visit Racine County. Carrie, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, John.
Of course. You got it. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, it's our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. We're having a great weekend here on Experience Wisconsin. One of the things we do every week is bring you our conversation with Ann Sayers from earlier in the week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. She's fun, she's bubbly, and she's got great ideas. Earlier this week, we spoke to Ann, Julia Fellow, and I about outdoor dining in Wisconsin. I'm so happy to be talking about this topic because it's a great one. It's outdoor dining. It's that time of year. It's spectacular. And this is a big deal in Wisconsin, isn't it?
I feel like you're in really good hands today because if it has to do with being outside and or eating, I'm strong in this category. And here we are combining the two. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
And you can dine along scenic sunset views in our state.
Yes. Okay, so let's start in Walworth County. You can toast the setting sun on Wisconsin's Lake Como. And this is a visit to The Getaway. It's a fine dining restaurant. It's in the Lake Geneva area, and it offers views just as fine as the food. It's actually perfectly located to watch the sun sink below Lake Como. Be sure to reserve a table outside. They have an expansive patio, and they're known for their authentic Italian dishes. They have seafood bites and savory prime rib, colorful history. The hotel restaurant is in what was a favorite getaway for well-known gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Yeah, huh?
And you can start your meal with, I am doing this, whipped ricotta cheese and honeycomb on toasted bread.
Oh.
And then, of course, you can get to your main course. Amazing. Another thing to check out while you're there is Lake Geneva Cruise Line for another dining option with a view. You can choose from several different dinner cruises aboard a boat with great company, a great meal, maybe a little dancing on the deck. And options include you could do a luncheon cruise, a Sunday brunch buffet, or supper club dinners, and even jazz dinners.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So Lake Como, that sounds like we're going to Italy.
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have to. It's here in Wisconsin.
I'm going to George Clooney's place.
A little Italian food on Lake Como right here in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love it. That sounds really good. Okay, you've got a couple other dining spots that you want to highlight as we head deeper into summer here. Go ahead.
Well, it's not summer unless you're doing a drive-in, and we have some really fun options for you. One is the Milltown Drive-In. This is a great one if you're cruising through northwest Wisconsin. It's located in Polk County. It's a retro drive-in. It's been welcoming guests since 1956 with uncomplicated, delicious food. Find your summertime bliss with a hand-packed, never-frozen burger paired with a homemade root beer float. Yes, please. Mm. And what's really fun about this itinerary is you are right next to Interstate Park for maybe a pre- or a post-meal hike. Stunning views of the St. Croix River surrounded by those deep-sided gorges. This is Wisconsin's oldest state park. They're celebrating their 125th anniversary this year. It's one of my favorites. You must do it. Yeah. And then another idea for a drive-in is in Cedarburg. It's Wayne's Drive-In. You can welcome summer memory makers to enjoy hot food with cold ice cream. And you can dine outside this unique 12-sided building. John, Julia, do you know what a 12-sided building is called?
I don't.
Dodecagon.
Dodecagon, you got it.
She knew that right off the top of her head,
yeah.
Anne.
I didn't read this pronouncer at all.
But this is the classic, you know. They've got the checkered floors, plush booths. And if you visit on Thursdays through the end of September, you can check out vintage cars that are showing up for weekly cruise night.
Oh my gosh, I'm taking my husband there. This is so cool.
Julia, what's a 13-sided building called?
What?
I don't know. You don't have that off the top of your head?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's go down to the farm. Pizza in Buffalo County.
Yes, the Stone Barn in Nelson is one of several beloved pizza farms along Wisconsin's Great River Road. You can visit Friday through Sunday for scratch-made pizza in that outdoor farm setting. Grab a table, maybe throw out a blanket to enjoy thin crust works of art. The Stone Barn crafts creative specialty pizzas. They have a heat-infused Southwest pizza. They also have a Greek pizza with locally raised lamb. That's the beauty of a pizza farm. It's all right there. And they have weekly specials that also highlight the local in-season vegetable at the moment, so you get that freshest flavor possible. And you can stay the night in a French-inspired setting at Hotel de Ville. It's located in the Mississippi River town of Alma, full of European flair from the decor and antiques to manicured gardens. And if you want one last little unexpected activity on this itinerary, recommending Castle Rock Museum. You'd be amazed at this eye-catching collection of antique arms and armor dating back all the way to the time of feudal knights, Vikings, even some ancient Romans.
Ooh, okay. All right, here it is. Are you ready? You ready? A 13-sided building is called a tridecagonal. How do you say it? Tridecagonal. Tridecagonal.
I just have tridecagon. Or 13-gun.
Anne, we're here for you. Now when you're
I'm not even trying that.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're in that next big important meeting and you're sitting around the table and you're always right at the head of the table because you're Anne Sayers, you break this out.
All right. Thanks, team.
Anne Sayers, for more information on how to start your summer getaway, check out travelwisconsin.com and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much.
Same to you.
I love that conversation. How fun is that? So many great ideas for outdoor dining. And it's not in just the big cities either. It's in the small towns. Most small towns have cool rooftops or outdoor patio dining, so make sure you check it out. And check out EAA Air Venture. It is going on today and tomorrow right here in Wisconsin. A couple quick thank yous. Savannah Schindler in Beloit, always fun to hang out. Carrie Grieving in Racine, and of course the Travel Secretary, Anne Sayers. I'm John Rick here. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you again next week on Experience Wisconsin.